Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on January 4 regarding Marcus Evans, EVANS. Marcus Evans is a 29-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/21/17. But he was helping a co-worker pick up a steel pipe to load onto a truck. Here they placed the pipe on the truck, but it slipped out of his hands and smashed his right hand. But as a result, he believes he injured his right thumb and went to an urgent care center. Period of further evaluation, leading to his understanding to be a final diagnosis of a fused thumb joint with 7 screws and 1 plate. Period has completed his course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, treatment, I'm sorry, records show he received an order approving settlement on 1/14/19. And he matched 35% of the right hand. But this was for the orthopedic residuals of a right hand and right thumb sprain with degenerative changes and a trigger thumb, called a post-right thumb MP joint fusion and trigger thumb release. Pretty then applied for an increase in this award. Period. New paragraph. He had previously been seen by Dr. McClure on 10/16/18. Period. He noted the petitioner's earlier course of treatment. And performed a physical exam. Period. He then rendered assessments of permanency to be inserted. Period. In paragraph on 2/8/21, he was seen by Dr. Tulipan, T-U-L-I-P-A-N. Period. He wrote the patient stood 76 inches tall and weighed 390 pounds with a BMI of 47.47. Period. He found full range of motion of the IP joint and the CMC joint of the thumb. Period. There was no instability or motion at the MP joint to active or passive stress testing. Period. X-rays of the thumb demonstrated fusion plate in good position with no evidence of loosening or breakage. Period. There was excellent fusion at the MP joint. Period. He discussed management options for what appeared to be an extensive tendonitis related to his hardware, including observation, NSAIDs, and therapy versus plate removal. Period. He explained the cold sensitivity was common after an injury and surgery. It may take several years for this to improve. Period. They discussed the pros and cons of hardware removal, but could not state definitively whether this would provide relief. At this point, he would like to try a course of therapy and NSAIDs and follow-up in 6 weeks. Period. He was cleared to return to work with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed swelling about the right thumb, MCP joint, and the thenar eminence. Here there's a 3-inch healed scar overlying the thumb. Period. Right thumb palmar ABD duction with the CMCP joint was mildly decreased to 60 degrees. Predisposition was also decreased, but he had full range of motion at the MCP joint and IP joint. Period. Motion of the remaining fingers, as well as both wrists, elbows, and shoulders, was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period. There was mild, non-localizing tenderness, palpation about the right thumb, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows. He had a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Cervical normal. With hand dynamometry, he changed his grip, starting from position 3, going to 4, 5, and then 1 as the last one. Period. Nevertheless, he had relatively symmetric grip strength compared to the left. Period impressions on. 6/21/17, Marcus Evans sustained a traumatic injury to his right hand while at work. Period he had treatment including surgery noted above. Period he received an order approving settlement on 1/14/19. Period prior to that, he was evaluated by Dr. McClure. Period after he reopened his claim, he was seen by Dr. Tulipan, who noted stability upon exam and radiographically. Period they discussed treatment options, but Mr. Evans did not avail himself of them. Period in the paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right thumb. Period he had intact sensation and strength, both manually and by hand dynamometry. Period he had a positive Finkelstein's maneuver suggestive of tendon synovitis, but this was negative on the left. Period there was no overt instability where his surgical plate was implanted. Period. New paragraph. I will also offer 5% permanent partial disability at the right thumb, as did Dr. McClure. Period. And that is the end.